Services for persons without health insurance. Please note, if you are a Michigan resident and have a serious mental illness, serious emotional disturbance, developmental disability, and/or substance use disorder, you may be eligible for some of the services listed below. Before services can be started, you will take part in a screening to find out if you are eligible for services. It will also identify the services that can best meet your needs. You need to know that not all people who request services are eligible, and not all services are available to everyone we serve. If a service cannot help you, your CMHSP and/or SRE provider will not pay for it. Your county CMHSP provider and/or SRE provider will also not pay for services that are available to you from other resources in the community. During the person-centered or treatment planning process, you will be helped to figure out the services that you need and the sufficient amount, scope, and duration required to achieve the purpose of those services. You will also be able to choose who provides your supports and services, although availability may vary depending on individual provider capacity and possibly type of funding that is used for your services. You will receive an individual plan of service that provides all of this information. Services for persons with mental health needs. A person with a serious mental illness, serious emotional disturbance, or developmental disability may be able to get help from their local county community mental health agency for the following: crisis stabilization and response, assessment and service planning, linking and coordinating to access services, specialized mental health treatment and support, and prevention and advocacy services. Services for those with substance use needs. People with substance use disorders may be able to get help with the following substance use disorder services: detoxification, residential treatment, outpatient counseling, and opioid replacement therapy and prevention. Possible wait lists. Community mental health must serve the people with the most serious problems first and give care to the people who need it most. Substance use disorder providers must serve certain populations first. The providers may use a waiting list to keep track of those who are next to receive services. If you are put on a waiting list for the help you need, we will find other ways to help you while you wait. When it is your turn, you will get services. To learn more about services for persons without health insurance, please call your local access center as listed beginning on page 11, or your local SRE access and referral center as listed beginning on pages 25 through 27.